We're going to look at a parable today that deals with prejudice and deals with a matter of love. I'm going to read in Luke chapter 10, verse 25. Behold, a certain lawyer stood up and put him to the test, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, What is written in the law? How does it read to you? And he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You've answered correctly. Do this, and you will live. But wishing to justify himself, he said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Jesus replied and said, A certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, and they stripped him and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. And by chance a certain priest was going down on that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite also, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan who was on a journey came upon him, and when he saw him, he felt compassion, and came to him and bandaged up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. And he put him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, Take care of him, and whatever you spend more, when I return I will repay you. Which of these 3 do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the robber's hand? And he said, The one who showed mercy toward him. And Jesus said, Go and do the same. The parable of the Good Samaritan, perhaps one of the better known parables of the Lord Jesus, commonly known in the English language, so much so that the Good Samaritan is a figure of speech we often use. We'll say, well, he's a Good Samaritan. And we mean he's one now who is being helpful, who's showing kindness, who's showing love to someone in need. Let's look at the story first. Here's a man going from Jerusalem to Jericho. It's a steep road. It's a rocky road. There are various canyons. It's a wild desert area. Almost, I suppose, like the Badlands of South Dakota. And a place where a robber band could hide out. And then when there's some unsuspecting traveler going down the road, they can ambush him. And this is what happened to this man. They stripped him of his clothing, anything he had of value, beat him unmercifully so that he was left dying, and left him there by the side of the road, and they took off. They left. And then Jesus said there were several people that passed down that road, going on down to Jericho. One of them was a priest. And he, when he saw him, I don't know what went on in his thinking. Whether he was thinking, well, maybe if I turn aside, the robbers are just waiting there to leap on me. He may have thought, I have my own business, I have an appointment to make in Jericho, I don't have time to stop now. And he might die anyway. He looks pretty far gone. But for whatever reason, he avoided him. In fact, he kept his distance. He went by on the other side of the road. He didn't want to come near him. And in fact, he said, I don't want to get involved. The Levite comes along in a little bit. And the Levite was the priest's assistant, we would say, in the worship in the temple. And he too, when he sees the man there, lying by the side of the road, bleeding, very severely injured, he too, goes to the other side of the road. He doesn't want to get near. He too says, I do not want to get involved with this man. I have my business. I have my responsibility. And I don't want to get involved. And then he said a Samaritan came. And perhaps for many of us today, that doesn't mean too much. But to the Jew, he was speaking to a Jew here, a Samaritan. One of those who lived up around Samaria, a half-breed people, a people with a half-breed religion, They didn't really go to the temple. They didn't acknowledge the Jewish religion as that which was true. Hated and despised by the Jews. Avoided by the Jews. Their towns and villages they chose to bypass. No Jew wanted to be around the Samaritan if he could help it. This man coming down comes along the road. He sees the man lying there. He could have hurriedly gone on his way, but he realizes the man's alive. Here's someone that needs help. He looks at him and he realizes he's a Jew, but he's a human being and he's someone I can help. So he gets down off of his donkey, or whatever he was riding, probably a donkey, and he goes over to the man. He realizes he's still living. He begins to wash his wounds. He bandages his wounds. He perhaps gives him something to drink to revive him. He lifts him up on his own animal. He steadies him. And then he walks beside his donkey, and the man who's wounded rides. And they go on down the hill until they come to the place where there's an inn, and there they stay for the night. The Samaritan continues to care for him. Cares for him through the night. Maybe he was up several times in the night, trying to make him comfortable, hearing his moaning and realizing his pain. It says he cared for him. He allowed his sleep to be disturbed that night, and he inconvenienced himself. And the next morning he said to the innkeeper, "Look, I've got to go on my way. I have business, but I'm going to leave him here. It'll be a while before he's well. I'm going to give you 2 denarii, 2 days' wages, basically. And if he has to stay longer and the bill runs up, put it on my account. When I come back through, I will pay. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it." And he says goodbye to the man, and he goes on his way. And Jesus says, "Okay, which of those 3 men acted like a neighbor should?" And the lawyer says, "Well, the one who showed mercy toward him." He didn't want to say the Samaritan. That was too much for him to say. But the one who showed mercy, he had to acknowledge, the one who showed kindness, the one who helped, acted like he should, and showed that he believed, "Every man is my neighbor." Interesting story, isn't it? The main thrust of the parable, of course, is to emphasize the fact that I should have a concern and a care for every human being. The Lord Jesus was talking to a man who was prejudiced, and a man who was trying to evade his responsibility, to a man who was trying to say, as many of the Jews did then, "The only one who's my neighbor is one of my own race, and one of my own people. I'm not responsible for others. Certainly I'm not responsible for the Samaritans. And I'm not responsible for the Gentiles. And I'm certainly not, I don't owe the Roman soldiers anything that come through and occupy our land. I only have a care. I only need to show love toward my own race and my own people." And Jesus hits this thing very hard. Prejudice, partiality, is sin. James says, in James chapter 2, and I want to read that verse, verse 8 says, "If, however, you are fulfilling the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing well. But if you show partiality, you are committing sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors." If you're showing partiality, if you're showing prejudice, you are committing sin. And that speaks to most of us. Most of us, as we grow up with prejudice. We grow up with a sense of pride, and a partiality. Now, it isn't wrong to be thankful for your own race, and for there to be a sense of self-respect with regard to your own people, but it is very wrong to think you are superior as a race, or in any way to put down any other person because of his race, or because of his color, or because of his education, a lack of education, or anything else. Prejudice. How much of it there is. And here the Lord Jesus hits at this very, very strongly. We have prejudice in our hearts, don't we? We grow up with feeling against other races. If you're white, the tendency is to feel strongly against the black, or perhaps against the Spanish speakers. Or if, on the other hand, you're black, there may be prejudice in your heart against the white. You find it, I suppose, in every country. Some that pride themselves on not having it begin to show very soon that they do. And some that have been the most, most poorly treated and have known the most prejudice against them, when they're in a position of strength, can sometimes show the same prejudice and partiality. And you know, this is sad when we think of Israel today. It's hardly a nation, even though there has been so much persecution of the Jews, and they have had so much injustice done to them. Israel today is hardly a place, as you could say, is free of this partiality. Go there and live as an Arab, and you'll discover that partiality is true in every country. And so the Lord Jesus strikes at this thing. It's an attitude of heart, whether it's showing partiality on the basis of education or money, or whether it's putting down women, whether there's this kind of attitude, it's a problem. Jesus says we should treat every man with love in our hearts. If we realize that all have been created in the image of God, if we realize that each has equal value to God, then it will be easy for us to love our neighbor as ourselves.